A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, November 4th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Chris Gandhi.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are remembering the life and death of veteran soccer administrator and former Zimbabwe national team player, Paul Gundane.
To join our discussion, please phone us directly at 001-202-619-077 and we'll call you back again. The number again is 202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930 and also 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com or www.voashona.com or still at www.voandebele.com.
Isusu vezifa ndio vanoita nezvemamiriro ebhora muno munyika. Tiri vanhu vanosvikana neupenyu hwemaplayers vari ivo vakapuwa mutongo wekuti havachatambi bhora zveupenyu hwese. Asi tinovimbawo kuti komiti yeappeals yakaiswa nevezifa ichakwanisa kuti itarise nyaya yevakomana ava yerurutsa mutongo wakanga wakapuwa nekomiti ya Richard Chief Justice Ibrahim. Mari dzakataurwa dzakawandisa. Ende panyaya iyoyo isusuwo tinokumbirawo vezifa kuti dei vanga vangoramba vari pamari dzakagara dzakatarwa negeneral assembly yezifa gore rakapera. Izvo dzinove dziri muma 1500 kuitira kuti maplayers ava vavewo nemukana wokukwanisa kuti vasvitse nyaya dzavo kudaro dzavakaisa izvi. As we have been saying before, that giving players lazy bans will not solve the issue at the end, but at least opting for fines, that will also be another way of meting justice to the case which was done by the accused. Our view has been that ZIFA is charged the exorbitant amounts, which some of the players, for example, like Guthrie, who is playing here in Zimbabwe, will be very difficult for him to raise the funds to pay the appeal. We also advocate for ZIFA to go back to the old fees which were put in place by the General Assembly last year, which are in the region of 1,500, so that the players are also accorded an opportunity to exercise their right of appealing against the previous judgment.
The music there of superstar Oliver Tuku Mutukudzi, and of course the voice that you were hearing is the voice of the late Paul Gundane. And once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And this evening we are talking about the death of a legend, a soccer legend, Paul Gundane.
Yes, Blessing. Remember the former Warriors defender who played for Zisco Steel and Lancashire Steel died at a private clinic in his hometown of Kwekwe in the Midlands at lunchtime after a short illness. He had been taken to the clinic in the morning after his condition had deteriorated. It is understood the former Dream Team stalwart was the Footballers Union of Zimbabwe Secretary General. He first complained of fever and headache on Sunday.
And of course, for soccer enthusiasts, a few months ago, Gundogan complained that the country's ex-footballers are terribly letting down the national game and leaving it at the mercy of pathetic administrators who have dragged it into a quagmire. Chris?
Yes, Blessing. Those who want to join in the discussion, you can phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you right back at the number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Of course, you can also send us a message on WhatsApp. Our number is 001-202-465-0318. Hongu hama wadiwa nasi tutauti tinge tichi rangarira mufi po Gundogan uyo aitambira chikwata chema Zimbabwe Warriors asi pakushaya pake anga achi kurudzira iye kuti pange pachengetedzwa kodzero dzevatambi venhabvu achishanda nesangano reFootballers Union of Zimbabwe. Gundogan ashaya nasi chinova chiitiko chabata vanhu vakawanda, uye anga ari munhu wataitaura naye zvakanyanyisa pano pachirongwa cheLive Talk kana nezvimwe zvirongwa zvedu zvepano paStudio 7. Chris?
Yebo, Blessing. Njengoba lizwileke namhlanje sixoxa ke ngoku chona kukamuyi uPaul Gundogan. Gundogan ke nguye obe khokhela ke inhlanganiso ebona ngobudlelwano njalo lokuhlaliseka kuhle kwabadlala ezenguqu lapha iFootballers Association. Njalo njengimbali yake, imbali sibili egxile kakhulu kwezomdlalo wenguqu, wake wadlalela iqembu leLancashire Steel, wadlalela njalo iZisco Steel, kanye lalo iqembu elikhulu, iqembu lama Warriors, Blessing.
And I think Chris, we have our first two guests lined up. First, we have Malin Chiedza Gadzirai, who worked with the late. Good evening, Malin.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing great, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you for calling me.
Thank you. And we also have veteran broadcaster and sports analyst, Ezra Chisa Sbanda. Good evening, Ezra.
Very good evening to you guys. Hopefully, school in America, sad news coming all the way from Zimbabwe about Paul Gundogan.
Very sad indeed. I mean, judging from the fact that the last time we talked to him on this particular program, we were talking about the late Willard Mashinkila Khumalo.
Yes, indeed. And I was involved in that show. And he has been my friend. He always communicated on WhatsApp.
Very sad indeed. Chris, maybe?
Yes, yes. So we start off with you, Chisa Sbanda. We know you know Gundogan very well. And what are your thoughts about him? What can you share with him? I mean, what can you share with us about him?
Thank you very much, Chris. Most of Zimbabweans, the name Paul Gundogan is known for football. This is a guy who played football for Zisco Steel. He played for Lancashire Steel. He played for Zimbabwe Warriors under Reinhard Fabisch. Remember, when we say the dream team, we're counting the people like Paul Gundogan. These are the guys who were on the brink of qualifying for United States of America World Cup in 1994. Mm-hmm. And they lost to Cameroon 3-1 after going all the way to France to play a replay with Egypt. Game finished 0-0 in France. So Paul Gundogan was part of that squad, the dream team, which comprised Martin and Lovo, you name it, Norman Mapeza, Peter, Adam, Mercedes, and Willard. And it's so devastating. After we spoke with him live on this Studio 7 live talk, talking about how we can resuscitate our football in Zimbabwe, blaming the administrators, the politicians who are coming to interfere with our sport, Paul Gundogan has been strong and has spoken, trying to call or recall all former footballers, all our legends, to get involved in the game. And sadly, now he's gone. before he fulfilled his project of trying to lure back all our legends to come back to run our game, which has been diverted or taken over by politicians. It's sad, really.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. I know, Chiedza, you were very young, or you were not yet even born when Gundali was playing for Zisco Steel at the national team. But you worked with him at the Footballers Union of Zimbabwe. Can you tell us about Gundali, the administrator?
The time that he played, all I really have are just photos in the office where he had to always tell me who was who in the pictures and what he did during his playing days. Mm-hmm. But then, as an administrator, when I started working for Footballers Union of Zimbabwe, I got into Footballers Union of Zimbabwe as an accountant by profession, you know, having a degree in accounting. Mm-hmm. But then working with Paul Gundani, he then took it upon himself to teach me more about football itself, what mm-hmm. really meant, what football administration meant. So this went beyond me just looking at receipts and doing numbers and figures for the union. He made me read FIFA constitution, FIFA rules. He got me to understand what a labor contract meant, you know, to the extent of even dragging me to the labor court so that we would represent players together. So he's a person who was very passionate about the welfare of soccer players, but at the same time, he also wanted to develop the Secretariat of Footballers Union of Zimbabwe and also wanted us to be a complete session. What I only could not do was then, of course, become a soccer player like he did. But then he was more of a mentor to me.
Mm. Thank you so much. Chris?
Yes, still with you, Chiedza. Could you tell us what is the state now of the union itself, in terms of helping the footballers? What can you say that Gundani has achieved?
What I can say in terms of, well, maybe I'll just say the kind of the legacy that Paul Gundani left is that footballers now have a voice, and the Footballers Union, he made the Footballers Union a voice for the voiceless, who are the players. So we knew that clubs would definitely be afraid if they heard that the FAS was going to talk to them or attack them concerning the welfare of specific players, to the extent that, you know, this is something that many people don't know. But then if a player came to FAS and wanted to be represented in terms of contract negotiations with a club, sometimes clubs would actually refuse because they knew how tough Paul Gundani was, because he was a man of integrity and he knew what it meant to be a player. He knew what it meant to have contracts being breached. So, you know, having had Paul Gundani in that position as Secretary General, he's a person who opened up a whole new world in Zimbabwean football so that players would know their rights, clubs also to get a bit to understand and respect players' rights. Not all clubs do respect players, but then the majority became really wary of the fact that is an organization that is being run and led by people like Paul Gundani and Desmond Marengo. So he did leave that legacy. And yeah, of course, we still say that he's just gone too soon. The project is not yet 100% complete. There's still so many things, so many issues that we had drafted, so many things that needed to be signed. But then we just hope to continue with the legacy and fulfill the dream that he had when they started and founded the Footballers Union of Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much, Chris.
Yes, Blessing. We have a caller on the line. Gift Chuma. Kunjanwa.
Baba ninjani?
Siyaphila. Ungapi weZimbabwe?
Mina ngiseSlovenia kuma resettlement eSlovenia ba.
Kuhleka. Ungasitshela ke imbono yakho ngodaba esilalo lamhlanje eGoodwill.
No, udaba lolu luyazisa usizi kakhulu ngoba ngakhangela undodala osithileyo Paul Gundani. Ubesenza umsebenzi omkhulu sikuyokunceda ama-players amanye akade bephonga ukudlaliswa beziswele izimali zabo. Yena ubebamela ebanceda ukuthi bazuze izimali zabo. So kukhanya umsebenzi omkhulu awushiyileyo kungazakali ukuthi Was I told I in my town, you want us to say the good. For which you would discuss this man, it doesn't tell and don't say I'm going to talk about Seco into Mangalita.
I quit Tani Saga cool. I spong Ilia Kulwa. Blessing.
Yeah, before we take the next caller, maybe let's just go briefly to Ezra and say, Ezra, you touched on the issue of administration that the late Gundan was pushing for former players to be involved in soccer. He was complaining that, you know, there are some people we have hijacked the world's number one sport. Do you think this message will be heeded by former players to get involved in the administration of soccer?
Paul Kundan, Blessing, has been all over the country visiting legends and former players. Mm-hmm. I remember meeting him in Bulawayo when he was speaking to the players like Oraman Kumbo, even Omar Pepa, and before even Willard Kumaro died, and said, guys, you need to come back to football. You cannot abandon and say, no, you are not going to be involved because there's too much politics in it. Let's try to fight and protect our game. The game has got nothing to do with politics. The game sees no tribe. The game sees no race, no political affiliations or whatever religious beliefs. This is a sport for everyone, by every Zimbabwean. Let's come back to football. I don't know now, because the players were not forthcoming. Most of them, they fear that the game is too much politics in it. So I don't know now where, since that Paul is gone, what is going to happen from now on. Because at the moment, Paul, when I was speaking to him, he was saying he was struggling to lure the legends back to the game. He was saying all the legends, they think of coaching. If they don't coach, they are gone away from the game. So what he was saying, that he's on a mission after working with the players, at the same time trying to lure the veterans back to the game. So I'm not sure now what is going to happen.
Thank you so much. For those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are remembering the life of a veteran soccer player, Paul Gundan, who passed on today after a short illness. And, of course, our guests this evening, we have Marlene Chiedza Gadzirai, who worked with Gundani at the Footballers Union of Zimbabwe. And we also have veteran soccer commentator and analyst Ezra Chisa Sbanda, a broadcaster in his own right. Tina mkoma Marvin, baruku South Africa. Magadi mkoma Marvin. Aywa, tiripo zvedu. Tipe ufungwa zenyine kushaya kwa Gundani.
I'm going to go to the team. Try all Gupindam committee, Gutua Toro position is this far. No, the time we put my politician, Zanga, Momakawa, Time Natural. One of the answers all good is as well. I want to go as Ambere, Kovagaramba, Chamber, and the rich encourage Baguma players, my former players, Baguna, Dynamo, Island, as well as Vaisanga, and Sakwese, Jim Raifa. So, in the flu, Zanga.
Of course, Marvin says he has a cold, but he said, you know, he has been pained and he had to call. But he's praising the late Gundan for representing the rights of all the soccer players and also coaches. Tina mkoma Daniel, bariku South Africa. Magadi mkoma Daniel. Aiwa, tirina mkoma Daniel. Nyayari mdari romainzi watirukuta ora nezwe kushaya kwa wapo Gundan.
Ya, David Zimi ndotwa zvakusha kwapo.
Mhm.
Ndotanda. David Romanto.
Mukoma Daniel, foni yenyu inenge iri kumbokata kata madi kumboti fambe mbichana.
Okay, I think it's network.
Network iri kunetsa ku South Africa.
Ya, network iri kunetsa kwa tiri kunova.
Okay, muri kupi ku South Africa?
Ku Binoni.
Oh, ku Binoni. Okay, okay. Tipe upfungwa dzenyu.
Ya, pfungwa dzangu dzekuti panje zvino zvaite kupakusha kwapo.
Mhm.
Apa ndaikuita kuti voti wa yangu wada kukuvisa kuita zvifa zvikwaterera.
Chinenge chokwadi vatorawo mapepa vatifarira kukwikidza vachiyangwa.
Saka vanozokukwanisa here kubhadhira vatambi nekuti bhora ndiro munyika rokanganisika nekusikapa vatambi mari.
Ipapo tisingazivi asi munhu anenge asarudzwa kuti atungamire nhabvu mukoma Daniel hatitarisire kuti ndiye anenge achifanira kubhadhara mari yake muhomwe. Pane mari dzinobva kuzifa uku mukoma Israel anogona kufifa. Mukoma Israel anogona kutsanangura ipapapa dzinokwanisa kushandiswa nemasangano akaita sezifa asi kungoti mari dzacho dzinenge dzisinganyatsozofambiswe zvakanaka. Mukoma Israel mungati pindei ipapo mbichana.
Oh, to lead an association like Ebora, you don't need money from your pocket. As in Zaroka, you are not supposed to do it. You are supposed to use association money to run our football. You are supposed to lure a corporate world to come and sponsor the game. FIFA gives grants every year, over a million grants. Zimbabwe national team plays average about 7 games per year or even less. So you don't need much. You need sponsorship. There is money from the gate takings. If we're going to allow the people with money to come over and take over the football, then we're not being helpful to our game. Football is known is a sport for the poor. It's a sport for everyone. It's not a sport for the rich. Otherwise, if it's a sport for the rich, you wouldn't be having all these Messis, wouldn't be having all these Ronaldos. Look at their backgrounds, where they came from. You need someone who understands the game, who have been to the ground. Somebody, Agatamba, Bora Gumbare, barefooted, Kanakuma Kokova, or anyway. Those are the people needed in the game. Look at all the soccer stars, Wanapitan, Lovara, Vakupi, Makokova. You look at Stanley Sinyondunduma, where they came from. Look at his Vitali. You can name any player, Benjani Mwaruwaru, where he came from, Makwekwe. All these players, they understand the game because they came from the grassroots. I cannot come as a Bunda and a million and say I'm going to run the game. It's unfair to the footballers.
Manzwa kamukoma Daniel, hazvidi kuti unzi une mari yakawanda, basa rekuendesa national team kunotamba mitambo, harisi remutungamiri weZifa. Mari dziripo. Uye kana zvichifambiswa zvakanaka chinoramba chinoita kuti mama kambani arambe kubatsira inyaya yekuti panenge pachiitwa zveuori asi zvinhu zvikachanzofambiswa mugwara rakanaka munhu wese anokwanisa kunge achimirira kuti akwikwidze kana kuti kutungamira sangano reZifa nekungoti zvataa kujaira mazuva ari zvekuti mutungamiri ndiye anenge aine chibhanzi pane dambudziko. Ayo asi tinokutendai zvikuru mukoma Daniel nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Mwaita munokwazisira vabereki vangu kwa.
Aiwa tinofunga vari kuzvinzwa mwashuma tinotenda zvikuru.
Okay mwaita.
Chris.
Yes sir, blessing. Let's go back to Chiedza. Chiedza, Mr. Gundane passed away unfortunately when the hunt for the Zifa president was on the way. Did he ever share with you what kind of president he would have preferred to head Zifa?
Well, definitely this is something that he had always been talking about even before there was a hunt for a Zifa president when things were not going well in terms of clear welfare. And because the issue of clear welfare was something that it was at the center of his heart, he's always wanted an administrator who understood the game in its entirety. And I'm not sure if you've managed to see his last message. What he had always wanted was to have a former player leading the game of football. Whenever he came to the office, he would come to me and say, well, here's an accountant, would you be able to run a dentist association? And I said, no, because I don't know how to do that. So For him, it was more like he wanted somebody who understood the game, who had been in the trenches, so to say. So he was more worried about the fact that there were very few players who wanted to get into administration after retiring from football. Many players just get into coaching or then, of course, become paupers and that's it. And there were very few people who were coming in to get into learn administration. And again, if I may say that it was one of the projects and programs that the Footballers Union was starting to run, that we're going to have, we're going to send players to school. We already had paid school fees for some footballers to go for coaching courses and administration courses so that in the end they would be able leaders for Zifa. So he was a person who had a vision for Zifa, maybe not necessarily for the 5th of December, but then in the long run, his vision really was always for a person who's played football, a football person who understood football, and not necessarily politicians or just money more fools.
Thank you so much. For those of you who are just joining us, a good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the passing on of a soccer legend, Paul Gundane. Chris.
Yes, Blessing, we have another caller on the line. Silo Mtoli, unjanba?
Mtoli. Yebo.
Ah, okay. Unjani, ungapi ko South Africa?
Johannesburg.
Unjani, kona pe Johannesburg? Ah,
kulungile. Kuhle kulomoya kuyabambelela, uyabukela ushisanyana konke. Kodwa iwele ikhulu.
Ah, kulungile. Ungasipha ke imbono yakho.
Kuthi ubuhlungu ngendaba ka Paul kuthi. Mm. Paul siyamazi thina abaningi sidlala from ukuthi isikostile esadlala na Spirit na Gold kungakabi nelamsha still ekhwekhu kulokhu kuyizisko iyi-1. Wabuya kwenze kwazovula ilamsha still. UPaul Gundane watshintsha kwafizisco still wadlala ilamsha still. Ngokutshela ukuthi futhi he was so marvelous uPaul Gundane eno Kennedy Nakoli. Lowo muntu wadlala ibhola elihle elihlabusayo kwaze kwayafika uFabish wabuya wamthatha. Wabuya bonke noNagoli kodwa uNagoli wabuya wazosala nje on the way. Kodwa uPaul Gundane wasala. Abantu Matinga Ndlovu, Owilat Kumar, Methodist Banda. Abaningi sibili sonke sasibabona bengena bekhomba. Kodwa uPaul Gundane was a regular member. Sonke sasikwazi eseselabo Chawanda nabo Alexander Mahleko. Uyakwazi uPaul Gundane udlale indima esijabulele kakhulu. So manje mangisizwa uPaul Gundane bachiyane noWilat Kumalo ngesikhathi esincane. Into ebuhlungu kakhulu adamulekana noma 2 years ehambile. Uyilathi Khumalo kala noma test down 3 months ehambile. Manje ngathesi uPaul Gundane selandelile. Lapha eseqale umsebenzi omuhle kangaka ebholini. Kusizisa ubuhlungu kakhulu ngoba ube seveze amehlo amade komunye ama-players. Ukuthi hheyi labanye abafowethu ukuthi madoda lapha kulezi gwenxa la kungaba nalokhu esibonini so. Nangu uPaul Gundane secatshe ngemva kwezihlahla. Asisakwazi ukuthi manje abanye abafowethu baqhalisela kuphi kumbe bakhona abahambileyo abanye laba bakhona njengoba ngathi singalizwa likhuluma lesifiso obesebenza ukuthi ngabe bazonceda kakhulu kumele sibazwele abafowethu laba abancane. Please thina futhi sizobuhlungu kakhulu noma singahlala emakhaya kuyasibamba noma ikhuluma soyizivinyo ezibuhlungu.
Hayi kuyozwakala. Hayi, sibongile kakhulu ngembono yakho.
Of course, for our radio listeners, unfortunately, it ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on Live Talk. Ezra and Marlene, please do stay on the line. This is a Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Chris Gande. Lingayika chana balaleli. Siya kubekela pambili. Iga test nje ngemva kwemzuzu emfitshane.